Hello, and welcome to the GCSE English Language Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most crucial skills for your Component O2 exam, writing for a specific audience, purpose, and form. This is where you get to show the examiner your flair, your control, and your ability to adapt your writing like a chameleon. It's worth a significant chunk of your marks, and mastering it can be the difference between a good grade and a great one. So grab a pen, and let's get started. The absolute key to success here is the TAP framework. That's T-A-P, type, audience, and purpose. Before you write a single word, you must have this clear in your mind. First, type or form. Is it a formal letter, a lively article, a persuasive speech, or a leaflet? Each one has its own set of rules or conventions. A letter needs an address and a proper sign-off. An article needs a headline and maybe some subheadings. Examiners will award marks for correctly using these conventions. Next, audience. Who are you writing for? Your head teacher? Your classmates? The general public? This is where so many candidates slip up. You cannot use the same style for all three. Writing to your head teacher requires a formal register. Think sophisticated vocabulary, complex sentences, and a respectful tone. Writing to your peers allows for a more informal, conversational register, using inclusive pronouns like we and us to build a connection. You must sustain this awareness of your audience throughout your entire piece. Finally, purpose. What are you trying to achieve? Are you persuading, arguing, informing, or advising? Your purpose will dictate your choice of language. If you're persuading, you'll need to use rhetorical devices. A great acronym to remember here is AFOREST, alliteration, facts, opinions, rhetorical questions, emotive language, statistics, and the rule of three. Using these techniques will show the examiner you are consciously crafting your language to have a specific effect on your reader. For example, a rhetorical question like, "Can we really afford to ignore this problem any longer?" directly involves the reader and encourages them to agree with your viewpoint. Let's talk a bit more about tone and register. Register is the formality of your language. Think of it like a slider, from highly formal to very informal. Tone is the attitude you convey. Are you being serious, lighthearted, angry, or supportive? For a formal letter complaining about a faulty product, your register would be formal, and your tone would be serious and assertive. For a speech to your year group encouraging them to volunteer, your register might be semi-formal, but your tone would be motivational and upbeat. Getting this right is what examiners mean when they talk about a sophisticated control of style. Now for some top exam tips. First, as soon as you get the question, annotate it. Circle the type, audience, and purpose. Keep referring back to it. A common mistake is for candidates to start off perfectly, but then drift into a generic exam essay voice. Don't let that be you. Another pitfall is inconsistent register. You can't start a formal letter with "Dear Sir" and end it with "Cheers." It shows a lack of control. Proofreading is your secret weapon here. Leave 5 minutes at the end to read through your work, specifically checking that your tone and register are consistent from start to finish. Also, check your SPAG, that's spelling, punctuation, and grammar. Technical accuracy, which is AO6, is crucial. Ambitious punctuation, like semicolons and colons used correctly, will always impress an examiner. Remember, the mark scheme rewards candidates who sustain their chosen style. This means every paragraph, every sentence should be working to meet the needs of the audience and purpose. Don't just describe, persuade. Don't just inform, engage. All right, time for a quick-fire quiz to see what you've remembered. Cover your notes. 1. What does the A in the TAP framework stand for? Audience? 2. Name 3 techniques from the AFOREST acronym. You could have had alliteration, facts, opinions, rhetorical questions, emotive language, statistics, or the rule of 3. What is the difference between tone and register? Register is the level of formality, while tone is the attitude you convey. So, to summarize, always start with TAP, nail the conventions of the form, adapt your tone and register to your audience, use persuasive techniques to achieve your purpose, and always, always proofread. Writing for a specific audience isn't about being fake. It's about being a skilled communicator who can choose the right words for the right situation. That's the skill that will earn you top marks. That's all from us today. Keep practicing and good luck in your exams. You've got this.